This is Theodore Kerr interviewing Frederick Weston at his home in New York, New York on August 31st, 2016 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. Hi, Fred. To start, maybe share with me your earliest memory.
What immediately came to mind was the house I grew up in, Detroit, and it was a sharing experience, I guess. My mother had a friend who also had a son. They were both single parents, and I guess I had outgrown an outfit that she had bought me, a sweater and like matching pants. Anyway, I had another one that was more appropriate to my size, and so she wanted me to share my outfit with her girlfriend and her girlfriend's son. And then they took us out on the back porch to take pictures of. And they had also bought me a big sleeve of popcorn, and I had to share my popcorn, too. Anyway, so there's pictures of it. And when I see the pictures, I'm like, I remember that happening. Actually, he grew up later on to be a bully. He was one of my bullies. He was smaller than I was, but he was bigger, bossier. And you could even see it on the photographs. That's kind of my earliest memory. I probably have a memory that goes back before that, but when you asked the question, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
How old are you in that memory?
Ooh. I want to say it's preschool, so maybe 3, 4.
Did you have siblings?
No, I'm an only child. I remember an earlier memory. I remember my grandmother rubbing my legs when I was a baby. I think they were going to be old. I was going to be old again. And she would massage my she massaged my legs into perfection. But that's, you know, like, it's funny. Memory's a funny thing because I remember it, but then I don't, because I think she did that. I watched her do that to another one of my cousins. And then they reminded me of the story that she did that for me. And so then it comes back to me, like, oh, yes. They bathed me in the kitchen sink when I came from my trip ride to Detroit when I met my aunts for the very first time. I had to be a baby. And I kind of remember being bathed in everything being different in a different space, a different place. And getting a bath in the tub and being fussed over by all my aunts, because my mother had 3 sisters and they were all in their teens.
It sounds like a house of ladies.
A house of feminine quality. My grandma, I like this, the way I like to tell it is my grandmother raised my mother and me.
She lived with you?
She lived with me. And my grandfather was there too, so we were really raised in my grandparents' home, Emma and Fred, my grandfather Fred. And my mother was their first child, Frida, and I got to be Frederick. I guess that was like they kept working the name. And so, yes, I was, my grandmother took, my grandmother raised my mother. She was only 20 when she had me. And so when I got older, I realized she was 20. She's really kind of a kid. So, yeah, I like to say my grandparents raised me. In fact, I call my mother, my grandmother, mother. I call my grandfather, daddy. And I call my mother, Frida. I've always called my